The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Vince is in Greenwood. Good morning, Vince. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, first of all, I was in the Marine Corps for 11 years, and whenever you raise your right hand and swear to uphold the Constitution, that is to back the president in whatever he decides. It's not the lieutenant colonel's decision to decide what he thinks is right and what he thinks isn't right. He's just, you know, we used to have a saying, is just do your mission and get it done. And that's what he should have done.
Yeah.
And I will say this, and I hope Jeff Duncan is listening. I really hope Jeff Duncan is listening. All these unnecessary wars that we've been going into for the last umpteen years is just totally ridiculous. And I'll tell you why. You go up to Walter Reed or any of these other military hospitals, and you see all these young men that have been burnt from head to toe. They've had their arms and legs blown off for what? Just like President Trump said, we're fighting these wars where they've been over there fighting forever. Let them fight. Our enemies are fighting our enemies. Let them fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I will say this.
They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Right, and I really hope Jeff Duncan is listening to this before he votes to send our troops to another war. I'm going to tell you right now, I was a Marine for 11 years. I'm 56 years old. I could put my uniform on right now and go back to war. I really could. I mean, I'm 56 years old. I'll run circles around any 18-year-old out there. Okay? Now, let me tell you this. If foreign troops invade our country and come over here and occupy our country, you know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to get my sniper rifle. I'm going to be building bombs in my basement. And I'm going to be blowing up every single one of them I can. And I don't care for what reason they're over here.
Yeah.
Men do not like other men from other countries in their country. It's plain and simple.
Yep. I agree, Vince. Hey, first of all, thank you for your service.
I will fight those people to the death.
Yep.
If they send foreign troops over here to our land, I will do the same thing that they're doing to our troops over there. And I say one more thing, and I'll leave it at this. Okay, look, why don't these politicians send their children over there? How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Most of the people that get sent over there are folks that, you know, they don't have rich parents. They don't get a chance to go to college because they just don't have the money. So they join the military, and they send them over there. These politicians should really be ashamed of themselves. You know, Smedley Butler won 2 medals of honor and live to tell about it. And you know what he said? War is a racket.
Yeah.
War is a racket.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of money to be made in war.
Yep.
You know, and that's what it's about.
I got you, Vince. Hey, Vince, first off, let me say thank you for your service to our country. I never wore the uniform, but I admire you guys who did. Secondly, Vince, you know, hopefully, and we pray that our country is never invaded. And I think people around the world have enough sense not to come over here. And they know we got a lot of guns over here. But if we are, Vince, I want to be in that basement with you.
Yes.
I want to be with you, Vince, if that ever happens. Yep. Hey, brother, appreciate your call. Thank you for listening down in Greenwood.